Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks is announcing that David Ibarra, born July 16, 1969, has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, Ibarra was arrested by Sparks Police Detectives and Nevada State Police Parole and Probation, also known as PNP, in connection with the murder of Randall Lowry. Ibarra had stabbed the victim repeatedly in the face, neck, and arms before leaving him to die at Fisherman's Park on June 7th of 2023. Sparks Police was called to part of the Tahoe Pyramid bikeway path after someone reported a man was laying in the dirt surrounded by blood. Now, law enforcement worked with Truckee Meadows Water Authority to review video surveillance in the area, which showed a man, later identified as Ibarra, yelling at the victim and then striking him repeatedly. It appeared that the victim tried to defend himself, but after being hit several times, he collapsed on the ground, bleeding. Officers from the Homeless Outreach Proactive Engagement, or HOPE, team connected with Ibarra in the area and detained him for questioning as a person of interest. However, he denied any involvement, but further investigation by Sparks Police uncovered new evidence. That evidence ultimately confirmed that Ibarra was the man seen on surveillance footage attacking the victim, leading to his arrest. The prosecutor, Chief Deputy District Attorney Luke Pengram, applauded the hard work of the Sparks Police Department, saying, quote, "This is a good example of patient and diligent police work paying off. Sparks Police did not rush to judgment, but took the time to develop a solid case, which ultimately resulted in justice for the victim's family and the just sentence imposed," unquote. The Honorable Kathleen Secretson presided and imposed the life sentence, as well as an additional 8 to 20 years for a deadly weapons enhancement.